fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I want to talk this week about how Jesus has come to make things right, how Jesus has come to bring order amidst the disorder of human society and human lives, and to bring order within the human heart, which the word we call being in right order is peace, bringing us from confusion and hostility and anxieties and fears and corruptions, to bring us to peace internally. Peace is something that everybody desires to have. And the deepest expression of that peace and what we long for, we may not even be able to name it, but what we're longing for is to be in right relationship to God. To be at peace with God is to be rightly ordered with God. Jesus' life, passion, death, resurrection, his ascension into heaven, and the gift of the Holy Spirit has made it possible for us to be established in right relationship with God, to bring us into relationship with God, and to make peace where there, as the scripture describes, was hostility and division. Why? Because we're born into sin. We're born under the domination of sin. Sin's a refusal to welcome and to receive the will of God, or internal resistance in the human heart to God's plan and to God's purpose. We're born with that. Baptism takes away the stain of original sin. It gives us sanctifying grace. It orders us toward God in a new way, but we still have what the Catechism calls concupiscence, right? We still have a dimension of our passions. Our minds, our hearts are still weakened by sin. We're still attracted to sin. And sin is fundamentally a resistance to God and the will of God. And sin's powerful and it's deadly. And we live in a world that's inhabited by habit patterns of sin. We live in a fallen world. We have this flesh within us. The external world is the patterns of social forces, economic forces, volitional forces, political forces that in many ways are set against the will of God and his kingdom. And then you have the work of the devil who manipulates all that. So we're in a situation where it's easy to fall prey and become hostile to God. Jesus came, he declared himself, very interestingly, he said, I'm the light of the world. Jesus understood that he was stepping into a world that's covered in darkness, the darkness of sin and ignorance of God, which leads to lifestyles which are inconsistent with God and God's purpose and plan. Jesus came to reveal to us who God is, reveal to us who we are, what our origin, our purpose, and our destiny is here in the world. What has God called us to be? Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The life which comes from God is revealed in the person of Jesus. And Jesus, through his whole life, his teaching, his miracles, his ultimately his sacrifice on the cross, the offering of himself to God, is a revelation. It's a revelation of what it means to be human, how it is that we're called to live. In the midst of a hostile world that resists God, Jesus shows us that the truth about human life is revealed in his total offering of himself to the Father. Human happiness, human peace, joy, all the things every human heart desires can only be found in walking in the light that Jesus has shown us, walking in the pattern of life which he has shed his light. What's the way forward in the darkness of this world? Jesus says, look at me. I'm the light of the world. I'm the pattern that leads you to freedom, to life, to ultimate fulfillment, fulfilling the purpose for which you're made, which is ultimately the place where we're going to find peace. And ironically, from the world's point of view, what's revealed and where it's most perfectly revealed is in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. His communication to us on the cross is so clear. He says to us, the place of peace, the place of safety, you know, despite the fact he doesn't look safe, he doesn't look like he's peaceful, everything in us would resist where Jesus is on the cross. None of us wants to die. None of us wants to be humiliated. None of us would want to be tortured like Christ. But Jesus is communicating to us in what looks like the worst possible human situation, what looks like a man lost and abandoned by everyone and everything, Jesus is revealing to us, this is the place of peace, because it's here that humanity is rightly ordered to God. And because Jesus, in his strength and his grace, in the offering of himself to God as a living sacrifice, of saying yes to God, abandoning himself in complete and radical trust to God, communicating to God that, God, you are my Father, you are good, I live to please you. That's the purpose of my life. I put you first, and to do your will is my delight. It's the food that I eat. Do you hear Jesus communicating to you the way to life, to peace? He's opening up. He's dispelling the darkness. We easily embrace the darkness that's in the world to say, no, what I should be concerned about mostly is my comfort, is my success, is my security, is my safety, is pleasure, in worrying about my own life instead of losing my life as Christ did. Jesus lost his life. He gave up his life for the sake of the will of God and for the salvation of souls. He gave up his life for others, and he could do that because he was called to it by God the Father, and he knew that the Father was true and right in every way, and that to surrender his life to the Father, not relying on his own understanding, but relying on the will of God, he knew that was life. And Jesus' fundamental determination was to love the Father, to say yes to the Father, to obey the Father's commands. And he did it even to the point of dying and laying down his life. He's talking directly to you and directly to me from that cross. It's so clear. It's so straightforward. It's not just a sacrifice that he made 2,000 years ago, but it remains a living sacrifice for us. And this is why he's given us the Eucharist. He's given us Mass, the place where we touch, literally, the reality of Christ's perfect offering of love to the Father is represented to us. Jesus doesn't die 1,000 times every day all over the world. Jesus died once for all for the sins of the world. But by virtue of his grace, the power of the Spirit, his kingly power, and the will of the Father, that sacrifice, which is the total revelation of what it means to be human and how we're called to live and where the pathway to happiness and fulfillment can be found, it's revealed there. That is represented to us again and again and again. And Jesus speaks to us every time we go to Mass. There's a superabundance of things that are happening at that Mass, hidden in that simple prayer of the liturgy and in the bread and the wine which become the body and blood. I was in China a couple of months ago working with the underground church, and I was just overwhelmed at times by the reality, both the size of China, 1.3 billion people, extraordinary people. Some things were very touching for me. I mean, I've been there a number of times, and one of the great positives that China has still is they have customs of honor and respect. They honor their elders, they honor teachers, they honor people of authority. There's a lot of goodness there. And the church is small there. There's maybe 15 to 17 million Catholics, maybe 20. It's a little hard to know exactly how many. The Christian church at large is growing. There's almost 100 million Christians there. Again, hard to know exactly the statistics, but the church is growing fast, and it's under the pressure and persecution of the government. Government continually tries to keep the lid on the church, prevent it from growing, putting in its path things that make it very difficult for people to live their life. And it's a kind of darkness. It's a deep darkness. It's a political system that literally is set against God, as Psalm 2 says, set against God and God's anointed. Why do the nations rage? That psalm asks us that question. It declares that the nations rage against God and against the will of God and against the rule and the reign of God. It's the blindness of the flesh. It's the power of sin. It's the dominion of sin. It's a culture of death. The lie that humanity buys, this is why the Bible will talk about our walking in darkness and being under the slavery of futile thinking. And there's nothing more futile than for creatures to deny the reality of the Creator and to try to set up a life as if he doesn't exist, and then to use human force and human will to suppress the truth about God, and then to literally do everything you can to push the church to the margins or to crush it, to deny the fundamental rights that human beings have to know and to pursue God. That's a country, despite its growing power and influence and the rest, that's ultimately in darkness because it's disconnected from humanity's ultimate purpose, which Jesus came to reveal. But what was so powerful being there was to see, and sometimes in the simplest places, almost at times in places of hiding, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is being offered for the salvation of the world. And it struck me. One day we were having, there was Mass, and there were about maybe 8 of us. There were some young children there, some handicapped children there. There were a priest, a very simple environment we were in. Mass was hidden. And the words from the Eucharistic prayer came alive for me in a new way, where it says, from east to west, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. China's the east. I left China, landed at home here in Ann Arbor. The next day I was in the mountains in Wyoming giving a retreat to a group of men high up in the mountains, and the Eucharist was being offered there. From east to west, a perfect offering is made to the glory of your name. And the mystery of God's plan for me opened up even more to say, what Jesus has done in revealing to us the light of life, where we can find life and what our life is all about, what it means to be human, to surrender our life in total radical abandonment to God the Father, to entrust our lives completely to Him, even to the point of death. That's the road to life. And Jesus' teaching on that cross is literally, it's made real for us in the Eucharist all over the world. And that perfect offering to the Father is what Adam was meant to offer. Eve was meant to offer. What you were meant to offer. I was meant to offer. But none of us do it the way Jesus did it. Jesus came to not only save us, but to give to the Father what belongs to the Father. The absolute surrender and total obedience and love and trust and abandonment of the human heart to God. To do justice to God, to give to God what belongs to God. And I just began to see how across the world until the end of time, no matter how persecuted the church is, no matter how small it's going to get, there will be an offering. The offering of Jesus Christ from this earth, from human beings, will lift up the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, who is the perfect offering to God the Father, who makes a way for us. And the Son will faithfully give to the Father what this earth and human beings who were given dominion on this earth were meant to do for all time. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus is doing it, and He will continue to do it. And all those who unite themselves to Jesus in the Eucharist, in that worship, in that offering, are by God's grace being united to that perfect offering which belongs to Jesus, given to the Father for the salvation of the world and for the glory of God the Father. Friends, that's where the action is, the most important thing happening on the face of the earth today. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.